George Keeler noticed his horses wouldn't drink from this spot on the Caney River. The location is today an important spot that draws visitors from around the world. We go to the banks of that river for a look ourselves on today's edition of the American Countryside.
All in together now, we can make it better now. Come on, can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll rope it up,
cause we know how to jump.
We'll roll it out,
cause we know how to skate.
We'll cut it down,
cause we know what to eat.
We'll swap it out,
we eat healthy stuff.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
Can we do it? Come on.
Today's
come
a good day to grab your kids and hang out with them for an hour. Dance, walk, play a sport, or cook a healthy meal. Because just moving a little and eating better every day can help make you and your child healthier.
Can we do it?
Yeah, you know that we can.
We'll ball it up,
cause we know how to hoop.
We'll mess around,
cause we know how to play.
We'll drop it down,
cause
drop it down.
We know how to dance.
We'll veg it up,
veg it night and day.
Can we do it?
Search We Can online to find doable tips and activities that you can use every day to keep you and your kids healthy. Remember, that's We Can. A message from the Ad Council, HHS, and NIH's We Can program.
William Johnstone and George Keeler changed the course of Oklahoma history when they struck oil in March of 1897. The pair didn't care much about the oil. Their real motivation was to get the railroad to come to Bartlesville.
They were here when the city was formed in 1897, just a couple of months before they blew the gusher. Because it was a very large sublease that was given to them by the Cherokee Nation, there was a great uprising about this big blanket lease that they got. So Congress went back the very next year and passed the Curtis Bill, which very much limited the amount of land then that they could continue to drill on.
They received 640 acres, and in the center of that land was the Nellie Johnstone No. 1, the well with which they struck oil. The well was in commercial production for over 50 years.
In 1948, the city asked for them to shut in the well. It actually sits in the middle of Johnstone Park. The family sold the acreage around it to the city, so they shut her in.
Citizens erected a derrick over the well to mark the spot. Julie's group has built the third derrick to commemorate the important location.
This time it's an operating cable tool rig, and it gushes. And to the best of our knowledge, we've got the only operational gushing turn-of-the-century oil well in the United States, although she does not gush oil. She gushes nice, clean, treated city water.
The Nellie Johnstone also marked the city where giants in the oil business got their start.
Frank Phillips and J. Paul Getty, they got their start here. All these big names in the lineage of the oil industry in Oklahoma and the United States began here with people who weren't oil men at all.
Those city fathers, Johnstone and Keeler, struck oil, but they ended up getting what they really wanted as well. The railroad did lay tracks to their new town. Traveling the countryside in Bartlesville, Oklahoma, I'm Andrew McCrae.